This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Boy, is there a lot of love today. There is a lot of love today. No, no, I haven't even talked to my husband. No, 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 not that, not that. I'm in my car, and I get a call, and I can't exactly say yet because we're still working out the details, but many of you guys know that I'm trying to help fight this blood shortage by making National Blood Donation Week, and I'm working with United Blood Services and American Red Cross and blood banks all across the United States, and it's huge. And I had reached out to some chains, some national chains, because it would be nice to have a chain host, you know, drives, because that would be easier than me calling every individual city in the United States. And, you know, I didn't realize this, but the United States is kind of big. You know, it's very interesting how, you know, you live in your neck of the woods, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Las Vegas, Nevada is a big city, but it's small enough where you know every part of it. You know, when you grow up somewhere, you're like, I got this city down. You know, and then I, you know, was born in L.A., and I'm in L.A. all the time, so I know L.A. I grew up also in Phoenix, so I know Phoenix really well. So all of a sudden, you get a little cocky, and you're like, you know, I got the Southwest, and I've been to Yuma. I've been to San Diego, I've been to Tijuana, okay, so I've been, you know, back and forth between the border, and I've been to Alaska. I got this country down pat. I know what I'm doing. I got this. Okay, now all of a sudden you're like, well, wait a second, no. I mean, we got Bend, Oregon, we got Fordyce, Arkansas, we got Eureka, California, and you start to go, you know what, I got to figure out how to represent every city. So while I'm driving, I get a call from a chain, and I can't say yet because, again, we're, you know, get away. Okay, anyway. All right, but, I've been getting a lot of spam calls, and something about this phone call, because I was in my car, said, you know what, just hit the button. Worst case scenario, if it's a telemarketer or some spam call or some robo call for Hillary or Trump or whatever, you could just hang up. And it was the chain. Saying, you know, look, we heard about what you're doing, and, you know, we want help. And, you know, this is the first impression I'm giving. You know, we've talked about first impressions, right? So now I need to give a first impression to a corporate leader who is possibly engaging into one of the biggest life-saving campaigns that I have ever imagined doing, and which I just could never even imagine that I would be able to do. So I'm like really freaked out right now. And I gotta keep it cool. Okay, but I almost blew it. Okay, because, you know, I'm speaking to the person, and they're like, you know, look, you know, will our, you know, hundreds of locations, you know, work for you? You know, and so, you know, on the inside, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, da, da, da. Okay, you know, that was the inside. That was what was going on, okay? But, you know, professionally, you know, I was so busy trying to hold back my, you know, googliness, because I'm very googly-eyed. I mean, you know, if any of you have ever seen me in person, I am just very googly-eyed and glittery and sparkly, and my tongue is always hanging out of my mouth. I mean, I look like one of those puppies with googly eyes. You know, and so I was so afraid that she was going to see my googliness with this, because, oh my gosh, I mean, can you imagine, rather than trying to contact every single state and every single city all across America to have one chain be able to, you know, help us out with that, and then, of course, local, you know, drives as well, so that's what was happening. That was happening on the inside of my mouth, or inside of brain. Okay, but here I am. I'm, you know, this is first impression. Okay, we're talking about the first, you know, 5-6 seconds of conversation. So I answer, you know, I think that could work. I think that could work. Am I an idiot? Where's the enthusiasm? So I just learned something about myself. Okay? I either have full steam 150 miles an hour, or I putter at 5 miles an hour.
I don't know how to do a smooth 45. I don't know how to do that. And so, you know, so here I am, and you know, so I basically, the giddiness started to seep out. You know, so as the conversation is going, you know, and, you know, she's like, so what we could do is, you know, so we could host blood drives, but who, you know, who would I need to work with? The American Red Cross, United Blood Sisters, we have to work with that. What? I'm working with American Red Cross and United Blood Services and One Blood and Texoma and Lifestream and, you know, Northwest. There's a lot of blood banks I'm working with. I'm working with. Okay. Now, I think at the end of the conversation, okay, she probably thought I was crazy, and now I'm having a little bit of telephone regret, because I don't remember if at the end of the conversation when she said, okay, well, let me send you my information by an email, and then, you know, you could forward me contact information. I don't know if I ended it saying, you know, that would be wonderful and very advantageous, and I can't wait to progress our strategic planning for this great cause. I don't think I closed the conversation like that. I think I, you know, finished the conversation going, this is great, I'm very, very excited. I can't wait. And I think I ended it with one of my D's. Okay, now I don't know. I'm scared to death. You know, so now what do I do? Do I call her back and do I go, look, did I say a D? Or do I just pretend like it never happened? Like pretend that just happened on the phone. Now, some of you will say, well, if she listens to your show, she'll know. I don't think she does. So don't tell her, please, okay? Let's not just lay low, okay? I think the way to get lives saved and to get this National Blood Campaign, National Blood Week campaign where it needs to be, by the way, thank you, Governor Fallon in Oklahoma, for signing a proclamation for Oklahoma Blood Donation Day. Thank you. This is awesome. But I think the best way to save lives and the best way to make this campaign go is for me to be as uninvolved as possible, because I just can't control myself, Lindsay. Okay, so this is very, very exciting. Very, very exciting. Mom is very happy. See? Okay, I just got to keep it cool. I got to keep my composure. I know Red Cross and United Blood Services, and everybody's probably going, you know what? This was a big mistake. You know, I teach, by the way, at Touro University, and today is the first lecture I'm giving on the class I am course co-director for. So what does that mean? I mean, that means I've lectured many times to students, but this is a class that I co-direct, meaning I can't lecture the way I usually do. I actually have to be good. So I just hope nobody has any regrets, because I don't. I'm excited. I just... Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dial, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is a very, very scary study. They say women who douche have almost double their risk of developing ovarian cancer. They say prior studies have linked douching or vaginal washing with a device to yeast infections, pelvic inflammatory disease, ectopic pregnancies. Researchers have also found associations between douching and cervical cancer, reduced fertility, HIV, and other sexually transmitted diseases, probably because of the fluid pushing everything up. But a new National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences study is the first to tie ovarian cancer to the procedure that is routinely practiced by millions of American women.
Joelle Brown, an epidemiological professor at the University of California, San Francisco, said that although she knew about other health problems associated with douching, the link between that and ovarian cancer took her by surprise. She says most doctors in the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists strongly recommend that women do not douche, but many women obviously continue to do so because there are certain beliefs that there's not supposed to be discharge or odor, etc. And remember, you know, the vagina is supposed to be a hostile environment. It's supposed to have discharge. I mean, we don't want abnormal discharge, okay? You know, if there's, we don't want pus or purulent discharge. If there's a fishy odor, that could be an overgrowth of Gardnerella or bacteria. So, I mean, we, you know, there are infections such as yeast that we need to treat. But all orifices in the body need to have a cleansing mechanism. Your nose has sinus drainage, postnasal drip. Your urethra has urine. Your ear has earwax. Earwax is what cleans out the ear. Every orifice has to have that. Your mouth has saliva. So, you know, the rectum has stool and those secretions, and then the vagina has vaginal secretions. So it's normal, okay? You're not supposed to be completely 100% dry down there. If so, then you, you know, have other issues and you'll get more infection. But ovarian cancer, why? Ovarian cancer. They say 20,000 American women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and about 14,000 die from it every single year, according to the CDC. Now, in this new analysis in the journal Epidemiology, they looked at more than 41,000 women throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico since 2003 as part of the sister study. Participants were 35 to 74 years old, and each had a sister who had been diagnosed with breast cancer. The subjects were free of breast and ovarian cancer when they enrolled in the study. By July 2014, researchers counted 154 cases of ovarian cancer among the participants, and women who reported douching during the year before entering the study nearly doubled their risk of ovarian cancer. So, they, and by the way, they said the association was even stronger if these were women with no breast cancer in the family. They said no study has ever before examined the possible relationship between douching and ovarian cancer. Maybe it's the chemicals. Maybe it's the, you know, changing of the bacteria. You know, maybe there's harmful bacteria that now overgrow, and the body was so dependent on the regular bacteria and the regular, you know, homeostasis that's going on, you know, in the area and the microbiome that's currently there, that it starts to mess things up. And so whatever protective mechanisms we have, it gets shot. We don't know. The study was published in Plus One. Oh, there was a study that examined the women's motivations, and I guess this is just, this has been a practice, though, that's been going on since, I guess, Egyptian times. They said back in 1500 BC, Egyptian an Egyptian papyrus recommended intravaginal washing with garlic and wine to treat menstrual disorders. American women once douched with Lysol. And I guess some used Lysol as a form of birth control or as a abort effect to abort pregnancy that could have happened. So, I mean, you know, this isn't the first time this has happened. Obviously, you know, women have been, you know, cleansing themselves, you know, and I'm not talking about them, the third person. I'm a woman, but I've already told you guys, I have major issues with douche. I don't even buy it anymore because I'm just very, very confused. I told you guys, you know, you go to the store, like you go to Walmart or whatever, and you're in the aisles, and you have the boxes, and the boxes can't really convey what it smells like. And, you know, there's no, like, scratch and sniff on the box, so you can't tell if it's, you know, I don't know, chocolate or root beer float or rose petals or... So they say something like Island Splash. Well, Island Splash, is that, like, with sand and seaweed and rotting algae smell? Or, you know, what the heck is that? And so I've gotten in trouble many times because I'll open up the box, you know, and just open up the packaging and squeeze some of it out to try to smell what it smells like. And then by then, you can't use it anymore. And like, ma'am, you need to buy the box. I'm like, but I don't like the smell. It's like, ma'am, you opened it up, we can't use it. And I'm like, well, just somebody use it really now. It's a 2-second rule. And so I'm not a fan. I'm not. Now that there's a risk of ovarian cancer, that's pretty scary stuff. While we're on women's health, this is a very interesting study. Wow. They say women who don't have their appendix or their tonsils appear to be more fertile. The researchers at the University of Dundee, not Crocodile Dundee, but, oh, I wonder. I don't know where the University of Dundee is, but that's pretty cool. I like that name. Dundee. See, I love saying D, D, D. My bra size, double D. Yeah, I love D. Okay, anyway. The researchers at the University of Dundee analyzed medical records for more than 500,000 British women. And they think that if these women that have had tonsillectomies or appendectomies have an increased chance of fertility. They think these findings may lead to new treatments, but advise women not to have their tonsils and appendix removed unnecessarily. The study found that for every 100 pregnancies of women who had had no procedures, there were 134 pregnancies of women who had their appendix removed, 149 pregnancies of women who had their tonsils removed, and 143 pregnancies of women who had both removed. Now, that doesn't make any sense. For every 100 pregnancies, there were 134. That makes no sense. One of the researchers, Dr. Sammy Shimmy, oh, I like saying that too. This is a really nice article. Said most doctors were wrongly taught that having an appendix removed damaged fertility. I was never taught that. My medical school is pretty damn good. You know, I went to the University of Nevada School of Medicine. Yeah, and we don't teach that at Torah. We don't teach that having an appendix hurts fertility. In fact, you know, I've known for a long time that the appendix is not a useless organ. We've talked about the appendix. I should really give you guys a pop quiz. What's the purpose of the appendix? Does anyone know? I can't hear any of you. You got to speak louder to your car radio. No, you got to speak louder. Yeah, no, okay, now that was a bad word. Okay, somebody just said a bad word to the radio. Come on. I heard that. No, guys, the appendix is a hollow tube, and it houses zillions upon zillions of bacteria in there. So what it does is it squirts out the bacteria as it picks up that the colon needs it. Or maybe it just squirts it out anyway to constantly keep the microbiome going. Think about it. You poop, right? Who poops? Raise your hand. Well, some of us do. And it takes away a lot of the bacteria. I mean, how does the flora continue to stay and do what it needs to do? You need to have a constant squirting of bacteria and microbiome to keep, you know, the colon full of what it needs. And that's what I believe the appendix does. See? I learned that somewhere. I forgot who taught me that, but that to me is pretty cool. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Okay, we got to get that song. That's my story. Okay, let's go. But anyway, so that's what I think the appendix does. Okay, so what about the tonsils? What the hell does the tonsils have to do with fertility? Well, this is my guess on that. Tonsils, when they are inflamed and chronically inflamed, you don't grow. You don't function well. I told you about my son, Brock. He just stopped growing. He wasn't growing tall. He wasn't gaining weight. And the chronic infection was so dominating his resources that within weeks of him getting his tonsils finally removed, he shot up like almost a foot. I mean, he just grew and flourished. So, we when you have chronic inflammation or chronic infection, you know, the body, it's very interesting. I told you guys I had this book from the 1800s. It's a medical book. And it was talking about how everything's related. Like, you know, if a woman is having her period, don't send her to school because she won't be able to concentrate and study well. And even though that may sound sexist, they were trying to explain that the body, it's all related. So if you have energy being diverted to one body part, you could be losing energy to another, which makes sense. If you're hurting somewhere, you're not going to fully concentrate. I get the logic behind that. And maybe that's what's going on with the tonsils. All right. The millennials being the hookup generation may not be true. Don't go away. They're having less sex than us. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, if any of you do want to host a blood drive, please, please reach out at drdahlia.com and go to the National Blood Donation Day site on our website, or the National Blood Donation Day page. We are trying to raise as much blood as possible and try to put an end to the shortage by, you know, hosting as many drives as possible, uniting all the states, and then, you know, getting pledges from people to donate at least 3 times a year. And if you can't donate blood personally, if you could host a drive, it all helps. So anything you could do, or if you could even spread the word. We need as many volunteers as possible, so email us at drdahlia.com. One of you had asked me, what's a millennial exactly? It's a person reaching young adulthood around the year 2000, okay? That's, I think we all kind of confuse. I confuse it all the time, too, because, you know, my son was born in the year 2000. That's not, that doesn't make him a millennial, okay? The millennial generation was also, I guess, the generation called Generation Y. That's where you started to be born, like, in the late 80s, early 90s, and then you became an adult in the year 2000. Yeah, that's so totally you're technically a millennial. What year were you born? 80, 85?
86.
86, wow. Man, yeah. I was in high school losing my virginity. That's okay. No, I wasn't. I was a good girl. Wow, that's great. Wait a second. I may be your mom. Oh, man.
My mom, unless you were 35 when you had me, I doubt it. My mom's actually, my mom's 66 this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, she waited a while.
Yeah, I'm still young enough to not be your mom, but I am a much older sister.
Yeah, there you go. You're big sis.
Yeah, Lord have mercy. Boy, I'm getting old. That's crazy. All right, so they say millennials are having less sex than their parents. Now, this is odd because this is the Facebook age. This is the Twitter, the Grindr, the Tinder, the Pokemon Go, which I personally think is a code word for sex. You know, because everybody's always in a hurry. Okay, you know, so you're like, go, come on, hurry up, go. And then, you know, Pokemon, please. Okay, so, but they say here that even though we think that the millennials are you know, really stereotyped by being hookup, you know, in the hookup culture, researchers from San Diego State University, Florida Atlantic University, and Widener University analyzed data from a survey given to a wide range of Americans. And they say the paper published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior, they found that more millennials between 20 and 24 years old reported having no sexual partners than the same demographic of people being born in the 1960s. Now, some of you guys are like, well, that was the 60s. They go, no, 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 people born in the 1960s. So people born in the 1960s weren't having sex till the 80s. And what's also very significant about that is in the 80s, we were learning about AIDS. Okay, in the 80s, we were afraid to have sex. I was scared to death. Okay, I mean, one, my mom said, you know, the Lord would smite me with a lightning bolt, even though it never rained in Phoenix or Vegas at the time. There was monsoon. Okay, maybe monsoon. Okay, so I knew I'd be fine until August. Okay, you know, if I did sin. But, you know, we were so afraid of STDs and especially HIV that we really weren't. So, you know, wow, you know, they are having less sex. Wow. So according to the General Social Survey, which has been used, I guess, for decades to collect data from over 26,000 Americans about their behavior, just over 6% of 20 to 24-year-olds born between 1965 and 69 reported having no sexual partners after the age of 18. But that's compared to more than 15% of the same group that was born between 1990 and 1994. Now, we're not going to ask Tom if he has any sexual partners currently because we don't want to embarrass him. But I got to tell you something. I think they're on to something here, and I think I figured out why there's less sex. I think I figured it out. Okay. I used to actually look pretty good. Okay, I mean, I know now I'm middle age, and I, you know what? Okay, but, you know, in my day, I was pretty hot. And I could say that now because I'm not hot anymore. And if I don't say it now, nobody will ever know. Okay, because, you know, I never really let anybody take pictures of myself because I didn't think I was good looking. And without Facebook and the internet and all that, all right, there was a smaller pool of, you know, of possible suitors, okay? So, like, for example, Corey, my husband, he didn't really have a lot of choice. If he dated whoever he dated within his circle, okay, or his city, true, he lived in Los Angeles, but I, you know, for some reason, I stood out.
or he was drunk and desperate. I don't know. But I stood out. Nowadays, you are in competition with millions of people. So let's say you're at a grocery store and you meet somebody and your eyes cross and you're, or connect, and you go, okay, so let's say we're not gonna use Tom, for instance. Okay, but let's say my name is Tom. Okay? And I'm at a grocery store, and I'm like, I gotta hurry back because, you know, I'm producing the Dr. Dolly show, and, you know, she's so mean, and she's such a witch, and, oh my God, I gotta hurry, and, you know, I just gotta get all the stuff, and, you know, she just, oh my gosh, you know, please, okay, so I gotta hurry. And let's say Tom meets somebody, and, you know, she's blonde, she's pretty, and goes, you know, she actually looks like Dr. Dolly. Anyway, so he sees her across the room, and, you know, he actually gets the guts to talk to her. And goes, you know, look, you know, I got a really, really cool job. I'm the Dr. Dolly show producer. And, you know, I'm looking at you and you're kind of cute, you know, hi. And she's like, oh, you know, you're really cute. And wow, if you work for Dr. Dolly, wow, you know, you must be like really cool. You must be rich. You know, and then, you know, Tom, the hypothetical Tom goes, you know, actually, no, Dolly doesn't pay me anything. She's like such a, you know, frugal. Okay, but anyway, let's say the conversation progresses to Tom telling her, look me up on Facebook. Find me on Facebook. She's like, all right, we'll do. So now she's Googling, you know, super cool producer of the best radio show host out there. Let's say she's Googling that, okay? And Laura Ingraham comes up, or, you know, Joy Brown instead of Dr. Dahlia, okay? Was, you know, so then she tries, you know, she finds a Tom who produces that show. Okay, so I'm screwed, okay, because my show, she can't be Googling top-rated show. Okay, she has to kind of Google something like, you know, googly-eyed doctor, you know, who's fighting for ratings above, you know, PBS shows or something like that. Okay, whatever. So what has to be done? So now she goes, okay, I found a guy named Tom. Well, now she is being poked by other people. She, as soon as she tries to connect with Tom, all of a sudden she gets inundated with ad friend, and all these other people. And she is just being inundated with so many, you know, she may be like, you know what, this is just too much. You know, I just want to say, you know, this is exhausting. The internet is exhausting. So I'm wondering if that's a deterrent. So now here Tom is going, you know, that's great, you know, I'm going to get to meet, you know, what was her name, Lulu, or whatever her name is, because it's very hypothetical, okay, we're not speaking about anybody in particular. So I'm going to meet Lulu, and, you know, Lulu by now is already talking to the fifth person that Facebook threw in her path. So I'm wondering if that's why millennials are having, or millennials are pretty smart. That could be another thing going on. Okay, I am really impressed with millennials. Really impressed. And, you know, the other thing that could be occurring is they know the risk so much that they are so worried about predators. I mean, look, there was a woman jogging, working out, that was just, that we found, that I guess police have found had been raped and killed. And so, you know, nowadays we know that a society is so, gosh, evil, and there's such bad people out there that we're scared to meet somebody. We're scared to take that next step. So maybe the millennials are just being very, very smart. So I find that very, very interesting.
Can I throw my theory out there?
Yeah, yeah, please.
So I kind of think that it has more to do with nobody, unless you go to a bar, you don't go out to meet people. Like, that is the only setting, and
right.
I'm sorry, I've never been to a bar and been like, you know what, that chick right there. It just
right.
doesn't happen, and I think it has to do with the Facebook is destroying socialization.
Right.
Sure,
let's
we're more connected.
More.
But,
yeah. Let's talk more about this. I want to talk right. more. We'll come right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we're talking about why, with the study, millennials were found to be less sexually active than their parents. And then most other generations, and we were kind of, you know, trying to figure out why. And, you know, Tom had brought up a theory, us not being able to see each other and connect like we used to when we were out there dating. Go ahead, shoot.
I think more and more we have less personal venues in which we can meet people in person. I don't have Facebook. I don't want Facebook. I want nothing to do with Facebook. If we're not Facebook friends, then you don't know me, and that's one problem. And my other problem is you're too busy staring at your phone, even when you're at the bar in the one place we have, too busy staring at your phone to make eye contact, to notice that somebody's actually paying attention to you. And if you do catch it, they're probably creeps, and your mind because, oh God, why is he looking at you? And it's a problem. I would say that's probably why I'm mostly single, is because any girl I have interest in, unless I say hi, and even then, I'm probably going to be called a creep because I'm flirting with her. Although that's not always necessarily true.
Well, and that's okay. And then you bring up another thing. A lot of guys nowadays are so worried about being falsely accused of, you don't even know how to. I mean, you know, in the olden days, and I'm not saying this was good because there was a lot wrong with what happened in the olden days, but the flirtations and the ways people would hit on you nowadays would put you in jail. And so many guys, like even my sons, you know, when I tell them, I go, look, you have no idea that, you know, something that's going to come out of your mouth could be deemed so inappropriate. I mean, your career could be ruined. And, you know, you can't make jokes like that anymore. You can't make hand gestures. You can't, you know, I got in trouble in medical school because we were giving each other the finger. Well, if you give anybody the middle finger or the bird, that's considered harassment. So it's a different world now. I don't know how I would do it if I were you, Tom. I just don't know.
Honestly, I think that the best thing to do is just hope that you run into somebody really cool at a restaurant or a gas station or probably at the place that they work, which I personally haven't. I'm sorry, I'm popping my peas all over this mic. I personally try and avoid flirting with people at their place of employment, but I find that tends to yield more results than anything else. You know, find the barista that actually is, you know, respectable and probably not an alcoholic. Also, another theory for you, and I was actually having a completely different conversation with similar topics. We were talking about the mental illnesses of previous generations and how they didn't acknowledge them at their time. Like in the 50s, everybody was an alcoholic. Nobody called anybody out on being an alcoholic. And I think my generation, especially growing up in the 90s, where everybody gets an award, we all have to, you know, we can't leave people out and make them feel bad. I find that more people are scared to hurt somebody's feelings than be honest, and it's a real pet peeve of mine. I'd rather
that's
you be a
true.
Jerk and be honest, and I can't stand people be, oh well, I can't hurt his feelings, like he's such a good guy. So you're just gonna make a relationship last for 2 years in misery because you can't suck it up and tell them the truth?
Look at childhood obesity. So there was a study that came out a couple years ago saying, you know, don't tell your kids if they're obese. Well, I remember growing up, and I wasn't obese at all. I wasn't fat at all, but I had a big tushy. And I remember my grandma, because that's how the women talk to each other. I mean, they would just, I remember my grandma going, your butt's too big. Well, then I mean, I changed my exercise regimen. I was a kid. I was like, I don't know, maybe 10. And I started to get a booty, you know, because of puberty. And so, you know, her saying my butt's too big. Yeah, you know, maybe I was a little insulted. Maybe I cried a little bit. But I bucked up and then I got my butt size down. We don't do that anymore. And I'm not saying tell your kids if they're obese or their butt's big. But like you said, in the olden days, you wouldn't. I mean, you know, now everybody's afraid to say something because of the psyche. And nobody's being honest. So now everyone's going, oh my God, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. And the kid is 200 pounds.
Yep.
And he's in the fourth grade.
Yep. And you know, there's no. People are scared to make corrective statements or actions or call somebody out. And it really bugs me.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, while I have you on the phone, this is interesting, okay? And I'm going to admit, okay, I have never stolen from a store, but I have always wondered how easy it would be at the self-service checkouts. Apparently, they say self-service checkouts are turning shoppers into a generation of thieves. Stores, a Leicester University report revealed that a shop's losses are more than double whenever they have self-service technology. I mean, I'll sit there and I'll scan and I'll scan, but there's cameras on you. So I would never think, but I remember going, gosh, I wonder if somebody stands in a way where the camera won't see them, they could just drop it in their bag.
The way that I know, an ex-girlfriend of mine used to get away with it, she would take, like, say, so you get the really expensive trail mix, like the $5 trail mix, and you
never
always
bought it.
Well, you always bag it up. You get the big things, and you
right.
pull the lever, and you can get the candies that way, or it will,
yeah.
I'm sure they've got some dark chocolate for you.
Yeah.
So they've always got these machines, but whenever you bag it, you have to put a twist tie on it, and you write down the product number. Or you could do this with vegetables or any produce that you're trying to buy. So when you get this stuff, don't put the number of the product. Put the number of the cheapest product right next to it. And then that way you're looking like you're, you know, getting the right thing, and you get a way cheaper price. She used to do it with trail mix and candy corns. Candy corns are like $2 a pound, and trail mix is like $6 a pound. So you cut your price down to, what, a third?
Wow. So basically you're holding them together.
Yep.
And so, but you're scanning the cheaper one. Yeah, I was wondering how they...
You don't hold them together. You don't even get the candy corns. You just write the number down, because when you go to the self-checkout, you just set it on the scale, and they ask what the product number is, and you just type in the product number.
Wow. Okay,
hey, guys, just because I just told you how to do it does not mean that you should do it. We are not condoning this.
No, but here's the thing, because there's a lot of store owners. I mean, we're helping people know. You know, like, I was a waitress, and there was somebody that I waited tables with who would add ones next to the tip. So if he got a $5 tip, he would draw a one next to that and plug in $15 tip. And so, you know, I warn everybody, put the dollar sign next to the $5 tip. First of all, nowadays, you saw how little tips I got. People didn't like my service. But $5 was a decent tip back then, a $5 tip. But, you know, put the dollar sign really, really close to that so nobody can alter the number. These types of things with fraud, I think it's very important for us to talk about. So, and it doesn't make us look guilty. But remember you're on camera. I mean, what was it? Was it a Winona Ryder and an underwear shoplifting thing? I don't really remember.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, well, this was like before you were born, and I guess she was a star of the 80s, and I guess the last thing everybody remembers about her is she stole panties from a store. And, so I don't want to be remembered by that. You know, well, Dahlia stole douche, or she was fighting with somebody over, you know, a Tampax box, or she tried to, I don't want to be known for that, you know, and I think, you know, in times like this, but I think it's very, very interesting where people are not, and there's one person watching, and you have one person at these stores watching, like five or six or eight of these self-checkouts. And I don't mean to distract her, but I'm like, you know what, it says I need an attendant. What did I do wrong? And the attendant has to come over, and then somebody else could be stealing. I mean, there's sting operations that could be done. So, and by the way, it doesn't help me move any quicker. These self-checkouts don't. I don't want to ruin it for people, but I just think it's, you know.
I personally prefer them. There are some people at the store that I've had really bizarre conversations with store clerks.
So that's what you want to avoid, why you're single.
I honestly
picking up a store clerk.
Well, that, and I honestly loathe shopping, so I just want in, out. I don't want to talk to anybody. Just get me out now.
All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. Thank you, Tom. We'll be right back.
Rebel.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.